Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
I got my shirt stuck in the Rambler seat.
I'm trying to get the open sign up here. Let's get that open sign up. I took quite a few of those, but we got them. We got the open sign up. The on-air is on right there. Turn that on. There we go. We're on. That's what it's all about. Welcome into Auto World, to the Auto World Plaza. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Hopefully your Auto World's been really good this last week. Ours here in the Greasy Garage. I'm in the Greasy Garage studio, but the Greasy Garage has had a lot of fun. We've got a couple cars in here, of course, we're fixing, but we have a little specialty car I thought that I'd share with each and every one of you. I took a picture of this dash. Yes, I climbed. Right now, I'm sitting in the crew, brought in a 65 Rambler. Oh, yeah. Bench seat. I'm sitting on it right now. And so I slid into this car, not the Rambler. No, the car that's out there that we're playing that new game here on Auto World this week. It's called Name That Car. Now, you got to know what the picture looks like or what the car is, right? So I did take a... Actually, it's got a bench seat in it, too, and I tipped the driver's side, and I climbed into the back seat, and I took a photo of the dash and put the ivory white steering wheel. Of course, the picture did this for us, the camera. It's on my cell phone. Went through the steering wheel, took a picture of the dash. So you get to see the dash and the steering wheel. Now, the steering wheel will give you pretty much a little tip of what kind of car this is. But, yes, I've got a great gift for each and every person that might name it correctly. What? It's called Name That Car. So head on over to our Facebook page. That's Mark Evans' Facebook page. You'll see a picture of that there. And I welcome you to go over to Auto World Radio Facebook page also and take a look. And if you are Instagram fans, we do have an Instagram account, Auto World Media. Take a look at the photo and name that car. We're doing that here for the third hour of Auto World this week. And I have not told anyone on the first or second hour actually what that car is yet, but we're going to share some of your emails, your Facebook messengers that's come in. You can get me on Facebook Messenger, of course, and we're going to share those with you and see if we can't get down to the bottom here on the third hour of what kind of car that is. Oh, yeah. She's been sitting for 15-plus years, and like I said here earlier, we got goo, gum, and tar in the gas tank, and we got that all cleaned out. We do have it running and brakes and all, so we're rocking and rolling, and that thing is going to have, sooner or later, a bumper sticker on the back of it. If I can talk the owner into it. No, I don't own it. It's a customer's good friend, etc. So it just makes us feel really good here at the Greasy Garage Studio to get the old cars out of the barns and get them running again. That's what it's all about. Get some fuel in them and make them breathe fire again. Oh, yeah. I love the sound of an old car. Today here on Auto World, the third hour, oh, yeah, I'm going to share with you not only some bumper stickers, I want you to share some of the bumper stickers that you have actually seen in your life, maybe some of the bumper stickers you've put on the back of your truck or car or your riding lawnmower. I know there's some on my neighbor's riding lawnmower. He's got two of them on there, and I will not say what they are. Anyway, so see, some of these I cannot talk about. So, but if you want to, you can. Right here, it's from the Auto World Plaza. Here's our phone number for you to join in and become a charter member. It costs nothing unless you want to give me your Visa or MasterCard number. Not. I won't. I'll never use it. Consulting here each week is free, folks. Costs you nothing. The phone number here in Auto World is 855-660-4261. Email me right now live and or, again, if you are listening to us on a delayed station, maybe you're listening to myself, Mark Evans, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, maybe even Saturday. We're live Sundays, but if you are on a delayed station, you're more than welcome to email me. Please do. at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. So if you're calling in at the 855-666-660-4261 number, not getting anybody, this is why, because you're on a delayed station. I welcome each and every one of you to come into the show, of course, and I do appreciate our affiliates taking Auto World, and we're growing, and that's what it's all about. The more we grow with more radio stations, the more I can help. That's right. More of you, you know, two heads are better than one. So that's what it's all about. So with that said, I'm 40 plus years of doing auto repair myself, ASC certified master technician, and in many ways, I mean, in ways of body shop wise, painting wise, of course, engine wise, heads, valves, transmissions, rear ends. There's a lot of divisions on a car, and yeah, I guess, you know, after you do it for so many years and you keep, you know, listening to your customers, your relatives, your friends telling you about their problems, you, at the time, you think you're the only one that's got that problem, and you're not. All of us have the same type of problems if you're in a car or a truck, and we all have our own auto world. That's what it's all about. But here at Auto World on the radio and on the internet at gcnlive.com, gcnlive.com, you can listen, of course, and I do a little housekeeping. You can also go back. Some of you have asked me this. How do I go back and listen to a certain show? Because you said something about that swinker valve. And with that said, you can go to Auto World Podcast. Google Auto World Podcast. I'm right on the top. Right on the top. In fact, DuPont Registry voted Auto World Podcast one of the number one automotive podcasts. So I'm very proud of that. And I thank you. It's because of you. You're the star of the show each and every week. Each and every one of you help me help you. That's what it's all about. So thank you. Appreciate that. So again, don't be bashful. Let's get involved. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com and 855-660-4261. This third hour, I'm going to have that recall. That's right, another recall. So if you're driving a Ram truck, listen up. I've got a recall for you on that. We're going to get you fixed there. I've also got for you, we're going to share with you some more of the, well, some of the cars, trucks that sold the outcome at the Mecum Auto Auctions this last weekend. Of course, throughout the week at, a couple places. Glendale. Yeah, Glendale. We're going to share with you some Glendale stuff and Houston also. Why not? Because it's some great things that happen with cars, and it keeps you in touch with what your car might be worth that you own. Or the car that you might have out back that you really don't think it's worth anything. And I'm going to tell you right now, you don't even have to tell me what you have out back. Let's get it from the back out to the front and maybe ka-ching, ring the register maybe, huh? Yeah. If it's old, it's worth some money. Green lettuce. Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of you are saying, well, it's all rusted out. It looks like Fred Flintstone mobile. I see daylight through the floorboard. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You ever heard of rat rods? Rat rods, we like them rusty. We like the patina. All the rust, all the faded paint. We like the windshields to be cracked. That's called a rat rod. So no matter what it is, a lot of you have a lot of great cars, and I'm always interested in those great cars, of course. In fact, I've picked up a few cars myself through radio, through a lot of you, and I just, because I can't stand to see the car sitting out back. I love to get them up and running again and get them on the road, and it's I call it all of them. Year, make, and models doesn't matter, but they're all great eye candy. So if you got some eye candy in the back, let's get it out of there, and let's get that eye candy up front. Maybe do some repairs on it. Maybe get it so we can just get the weeds off of it so it stops rusting. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Here, this third hour, too, I got trivia coming your way. Some of you are asking, of course, what is Auto World? Auto World, folks, is an interactive, informative, all things automotive radio program. That means that we're going to give you some Auto World tips. We did we do segments like Compare a Car. We give you, of course, like I'm going to do a recall or two. You never know. We do trivia throughout, you know, each and every week. And when we come back, I have for you the Marquis Luxurious Model Ever coming your way right after this short break. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Road 66.
Yeah, I'm sure this 1965 Rambler seat, bench seat I'm sitting on went down Road 66. Maybe you did too. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World right here on the Genesis Communications Network, syndicated network that gives me the permission and to give me the approval and to give me the smile on my face to get to you to help you with your Auto World needs, wants, and how comes consulting. Hey, this last week, I just want to throw this out to you, too. This last week, I had three different individuals, two male, one female, that emailed me and wanted me to talk to their repair shops. Folks, I just want to throw that out to you that I do that, and there's no cost. Literally, there's no cost. I can talk the mechanic jargon with your technician. We're on the same page. We understand what's going on. Did I? Let's get right down to what you're thinking. Let's get down to the nuts and the bolts of the story here. Did I save those three listeners, now charter members of Auto World, and my friends, all of you are my friends, money? Yes, I did. Not only that, did I save them money, but it was kind of like, you know about the insurance adjuster on your auto body crash? Yeah, maybe you've never had an auto body crash. Maybe you've never met anybody by accident. Well, when you do, I don't want you to. But in case you do have a fender bender, scratching up that bumper sticker, and you have to go into the body shop. Well, I know about the insurance adjusting firms, too, because I owned one. Did that, too, and that adjuster comes in and gets the right price for that repair. And that's what I do in the automotive repair side, too. If you need help in the auto body side, I can help you there, too. I'm just throwing that out there because this is what I do. This is what I like to do. And it makes me, everybody's happy after we talk mechanic jargon with your auto body shop or your mechanic. Now, let's get right down to it and say to myself, hey, do you have ceramic wax on your car? See, right there. After you get it fixed, get some ceramic wax on it. What brand, you say? You got Mothers, you got Meguiar's, you got Turtle Wax. I can go on forever because there's that many brands. What do I use, you say? Oh, you asked me that again. Okay, I'll tell you again. I use quite a few different types of car colors. That means the pigments are different. And I use Meguiar's on one of the colors, and I use Mothers on the other. And I also have some Turtle Wax, by the way. Turtle Wax has changed since the old days. It's changed so much to blow you away, big time. But I have different types of pigments of paint. That's why I use different brands. But I just Meguiar's, Mothers, and you can use Turtle Wax. Anyway, let's get to Mecum Auto Auction results coming your way. But right now, the Marquis's most luxurious model ever. What is it? It's the 1976 Chrysler New Yorker Brougham. Oh, yeah. It was a luxury car in the United States back in the day. When Chrysler dropped the Imperial, the 1976 New Yorker Brougham took its place as the Marquis's most luxurious model ever. The New Yorker Brougham came in as a two- or four-door hardtop. It had a long, smoothing structure, lines, and distinctive front end with concealed headlamps and a waterfall grille that wrapped over the front of the hood. Other stylistic features included rear-wheel skirts, special wheel covers, bright moldings, and dual full-length body-side accent stripes. Inside, you'll find the Brougham had color-keyed shag carpeting, front and rear armrests, and rear reading lamps. Did I say shag carpet? Yes, I did. Under the hood was a 205 horsepower, 440 cubic inch V8. Oh, yeah. 440, but with only 205 horsepower. Times have changed. The New Yorker Brougham remained basically the same for 1977. The few new features included ribbed cord and crushed velour seats. Oh, yeah, I don't want to spill your McDonald's coffee on that. Rosewood accents on the instrument panel and built-in pillows on the rear pillars. The 1978 Brougham received a new segment grille, modified body side styling, and striped and intermittent wipers. The base engine was a 400 cubic inch V8 with the 440 available as an option. The year 1979 saw the end of the full-size Chryslers, which were replaced by the smaller R-body models. Three-speed automatic? What was the price, you ask? Well, back in 1976, this bad boy New York Brougham luxury United States car back in 1978 was the year, and the price for the 1978 was 7,591 starting and went all the way up to $7,715 back in 1978. I like how they say the waterfall grill coming right down the hood. We just don't get that anymore, do we, in the new cars? Well, by the way, those new cars that you're driving have that bumper cover, and I want to know about your bumper stickers. Do you have a bumper sticker on the back of that bad boy bumper cover? Share it with me right here on Auto World, 855-660-4261, and or email right here. You can email me right here live in the Auto World Plaza. My email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, I'll get this started for the third hour again. I think I've shared a couple with you. Here's another one, bumper sticker wire. Why is, don't touch me, I'm not that kind of car. Got to be careful there. Got to be careful. Oh, look at that. It's trivia time. Trivia time here, third hour of Auto World. In 1968, the United States requires anti-pollution devices on all cars to control hydrocarbon emissions. That was back in 1968. And here in the last year of Auto World and the year before that and the year before that, we've always talked about EVs. Of course, I've always mentioned the Tesla. There's a lot more coming your way. The Lucid now, I see, is being advertised throughout not only TV but radio and some magazines and such. And yeah, and General Motors wants to fill the gap. Fill the gap. Tesla sold 499,000. General Motors sold 39,000. They want to fill that gap, General Motors does, and so they're doing that with one of the vehicles they're doing it with, which is all sold out, is the Hummer EV SUV. Sold out. 110,000 starting. Sold out. Now, back in the year 1999, I was sent out for General Motors onto a ride and drive into San Diego, California, and I got to touch and taste and drive. I didn't taste it because I wasn't working on it. Usually when you're working on a car, you get the transmission fluid or the engine oil or brake fluid in your face and your mouth and your lips and your eyes. But no, I was driving them. Had a blast with the General Motors folks, their team on the EV half-ton Silverado pickup. Well, it's coming your way. It's coming your way. The EV, the electric all-electric truck from General Motors. Oh, my goodness. It's awesome. It's awesome. Coming your way is another little short break. When we come back, I've got more results from the Mecum auctions. Oh, it's something to do with the Cadillac and that Ram recall. We'll be right back with more popcorn and more. Give me more butter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin reaffirmed the U.S.'s commitment to Israel on Sunday during his first visit to the Middle East since taking the position.
As a major strategic partner for the United States, our bilateral relationship with Israel in particular is central to regional stability and security in the Middle East.
Austin said that the partnership between the two countries is enduring and ironclad. His visit comes as the Biden administration attempts to restart nuclear talks with Iran. And the Caribbean island of St. Vincent is trying to figure out how best to clean up after a volcanic eruption has covered most of the island in ash. Officials are working to determine the extent of damage to buildings from the ashfall. The La Soufre volcano began erupting on Friday, shooting a cloud of ash up to 6 miles into the sky. More than 18,000 residents have been evacuated from the red zone around the mountain, though no one has been evacuated off of the island. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. That's 800-876-9035.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This 1965 Rambler bench seat does actually smell better now that I've slobbered popcorn butter all over it. It's a good thing we got that out of a recycled junkyard. They're not going to like me either. Oh, yeah, just smell it. It smells like popcorn. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Pleasure to be here and an honor to be here each and every week for you to have fun with each and every one of you. We've been sharing some bumper stickers with you. I've got one last one. You're going to have to wait. Got one last one at the end of the show we're going to share with you. If you have one to share, please do at 855-660-4261. And, of course, my email. Good throughout the week, and please do. We're going to share some more emails with you here in a little bit. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Oops, teletype's going off. You never know when that teletype's going to come off. It's going to, oh, there it is. I got it. Got the report. Man, that thing's still working. I can't believe it. 1920, I think. 21 is the year of that thing. Teletype works so. But here it is. Here's the news right off the teletype. Fresh. This week here in Auto World, Subaru receives 4 honors from parents. Best family cars of 2021. Accent and the Forester won the best for road trips in their categories across Trek Hybrid, chosen as the best hybrid in the two-row SUV category, and the Legacy named the best all-weather for family sedans. Congratulations, the parents voted. That's right, the parents. You parents voted. So you're out there buying them and you're driving them. And by doing that, I'm calling that test driving, and that's what I'm talking about. You're telling the truth, and you voted them best of the best in 2021, the best family cars ever, coming right off the teletype. Parents, best family cars 2021 recognizes the selection of the new model vehicles with high-tech performance, safety, and convenience features across the multiple categories to fit a family's needs, including minivans, two-row SUVs, three-row SUVs, and family sedans, and you know who won. I said it. Subaru. To arrive at this year's list of honorees, parents, experts, yes, you parents, you're experts because you have children, tested more than 50 cars from a field of new model vehicles that aced the industry safety test. 24 winning models that passed test drive standards and car seat compatibility and were designated safe and efficient for families for years to come, not just for this year, but from years to come. The parents listed the best family cars for 2021, and that's right, 2021. Safety picks were the best for the family cars. Subaru won because of you, the parents, testing them, tasting them, driving them. Yeah, you probably did taste them. Probably got some kisses there, and you had your Pepsi or your Coke in the drink, you know, cup there, holder, while you're driving it. The Subaru Legacy's all-wheel drive was one of the voted things that you parents voted for. You loved it. And I do agree. In certain ways, I've always said you got to pick the right car for the application. And let's give them a hand. Let's give Subaru a hand. Parents, good job. Good job, parents, to do the testing, the tasting, and all that of the Subarus. Foresters and Legacies and all the makes and the models that Subaru has, all-wheel drive models, of course, to go through the rain, the snow, and all that to make it safe for the future generations, which is our kids, our grandkids, and future to come. It's just not for this year. It's for the following years, folks. The Crosstrek Hybrid, do you have one of those? Do you like it? You know, I got a little question, just a little high note this, and then next week I'm going to talk a lot about it, but I had a gentleman email me this last week about, is it good or bad, Mark, my wife, notice how he said my wife, I don't know if it was him, but he said my wife keeps turning off the car at the stoplights. She says it's bad on the car, keep it running. Besides that, it's stinking and fuming up our globe, the earth. So if she turns the car off, he said, is that good or bad on my car? I will answer that email next week live. My opinion, right or wrong, good or bad, we're going to talk about that. Do you turn your car off at the stoplights? How long are the stoplights? Some of those four-way stop signs, around this area where I'm broadcasting live in Boise, Idaho, I'm telling you what, I've sat in that line for, you know, you just inch up, you inch up, you inch up, you inch up. That means you got to have a motor running. But sometimes you're just sitting there for 15 minutes before you even get to go. I'm not exaggerating. I don't ever go back to that four-way stop. I move on. By talking about move on, let's get to some more emails this third hour. Yes, let's get that email bag right up here and pull another email out. There's one. There's an email. Email-wise, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Throughout the week, please do. I will print those out, put them in the email bag to the left of me, and I'll pull them out like I'm doing right now, and I will read this one because it says I can. If you don't want me to read it live, I will not, but I will take care of you. And with each and every one of you, please email me back with an address so I can ship you out some good goodies to keep your car clean. Now, the email here says, hi, Mark. Shauna here. Long-time listener. First-time emailer, love your show. Thank you, Shauna, thank you. That's the best paycheck I could ever ask for is right there. Shauna, thank you, appreciate that. She says, I own a 1997 Honda Accord that the idle keeps getting lower and lower. I was told that it's pretty easy to adjust yourself. Could you help direct me on where the idle screw is, and do you think I could do it myself? Thanks for your help, Shauna, with both ears on in Pasco, Washington. Oh, awesome. Hey, let's do a shout-out. A shout-out to our great affiliate in Pasco, Washington, KFLD 870 AM. That's KFLD AM 870. Richland, Kennewick, Pasco, Washington, and everybody in between. Thank you for joining us. In fact, John, he's a PD program director. John, thank you. Great to have you guys along for the Auto World Ride, riding shotgun this week with me. Okay, Shauna, the idle screw. Oh, boy. There's a lot of screws under the hood by that carburetor, and you've got an older one. That means you've got a carburetor. That means you've got a, well, not only a fast idle screw for the choke, but you've got an idle screw also. And then over on the, let's see, that's sitting east and west. That means it's front wheel drive. You're going to have a carburetor in the front. Exhaust should be in the back, or they're stacked. But doesn't matter. Shauna, no, I do not want you to try to adjust the idle screw on that carburetor, okay? No, no. Now, there's a couple reasons why. First off, you might be getting burnt. I don't want that. You might be taking things off and not taking a picture of them before you put them back on. That way now, if you did take a picture, you'd know how they go back on. And so there's a little Auto World tip for everybody. Shauna, if you do want to take the air cleaner off and take all those vacuum hoses off, take a picture before you do it. That's my key point. But can you imagine trying to put on 8 to 10 vacuum hoses and you forgot where they go? Now you really got a low idle. Not good. Not good at all, see? So take it into a professional, an automotive shop technician. First, though, Shauna, ask them if they do work on Hondas. And if they do, they know that those hoses are memorized in their head where they go. But here's your idle problem. Has nothing to do with the idle screw, Shauna. It has everything to do with one of those vacuum hoses. There's a couple things here. One is vacuum hose. Could be cracked, weather rotted, burnt. See that engine compartment? It's hot, gets cold, gets hot, gets cold. It weather checks and cracks the rubber. And then the hose has a vacuum leak, causing the idle to go low. And another thing is that this year a car, you have fiber foam floats in the carburetor that eventually over the years saturate themselves with gasoline, causing the float to sink, causing the float level to be off, causing the idle to be low. Two things. There we go. Hey, thanks, Shauna. Appreciate that from Pasco, Washington. What a treat. Good to have you along. Especially you here, having me sit right here on this 65 Rambler seat that smells like buttered popcorn. We'll be right back with more Mecum auction results.
Who's gonna tell you when? It's Tim.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't even have to say the words. We all know the words of that song, don't we? Hey, welcome back, and good to have you along. Sitting in your comfort of your living room, your family room, sitting back in your, maybe you're sitting back in your bench seat in your favorite car listening, and I do appreciate it. That's all that matters to me is that your ears are on and you're tuned in. Thank you. This is Auto World from Boise, Idaho Live. This is the Mark Evans. I'm Mark Evans, and from the Greasy Garage Studio, heard here at the Genesis Communications Network. Good to have you along. Hey, right now, let's shout out to these bumper stickers again. I've been sharing some bumper stickers with you, and I want you to share some that you have. And by the way, this is not only for this week, but yeah, we'll carry on through the weeks to come. Why not? Because it might take us a while to drive down the road, and you reminded yourself that you heard Mark here on Auto World. What's a good bumper sticker that you did get to read on the back of somebody's car? Sometimes they're on the back of motorcycle helmets. I saw one the other day. So please share them with me. Way to do that is through my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and you can also share some with me on Facebook Messenger. That's Mark Evans. That's my account over there, Mark Evans. You're more than welcome to go over and look at Auto World Radio Facebook page. You'll have fun over there. Guarantee it. Or double your grease back. Oh, yeah. Well, let's do some sharing of some bumper stickers right now. I got Trey. He just emailed us here on Auto World. He says, Mark, yes, I still have Dad's caddy when this is on the back of his 1984 Coupe DeVille. He was still driving good at the age of 90. And Trey said, thanks. And Trey, thank you for sharing them. And this is what he got a picture of. And one of them says, been there, done that on the bumper sticker. And let's see the other one. Says, yes, I love to dance. Trey, thank you. And your dad, 90 years old. That's awesome. I do appreciate that. Absolutely. And I've got one last bumper sticker to share with everybody. I'll leave you with on the bumper sticker fun. Why not? You ready for it? The other day I was driving down the road, of course, I wasn't doing anything but driving. That's what I like to do, hitting the go pedal, hitting the brake pedal, hitting the go pedal, hitting the brake pedal. And what did I see on the back of somebody's bumper? It stated, back off or I'll flip a burger on you. Okay, I backed off, but quick. Well, there's our bumper sticker fun for this week. Again, share them with me, what you see, what you do see, what you have on older cars. Even if you're out walking in the junkyard, recycle yard, whatever you want to call it, and you see a bumper sticker, take a picture of it and send it to me. Do. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I do appreciate that. It's time before the garage door starts rolling down on us. Already on this third hour, my goodness, I got that recall I promised you on the Ram pickups, R-A-M. So if you have a Ram or if you're thinking about buying a Ram, this, listen up, this is a recall on the Ram 2500, the 3500, and the 3500, 4500, and 5500 cab chassis trucks. They're recalled why? An electrical short may occur in the solid-state intake heater grid relay. Now, that's a sentence that I've been saying, like mechanical jargon. This is true to fact, folks. An electrical short may occur in the solid-state intake heater grid relay. Chrysler recalled model year 2021 Ram 2500, 3500, and 3500, 4500, 5500 cab chassis trucks with Cummins 6.7-liter turbo diesel engines. It's a solid-state intake heater grid relay, which would result in a vehicle fire. Of course, all of it is posing injury to risk as injury, and we don't want that. A fire underneath the hood. Underneath the hood, folks. You might not even know it. So if you do smell something, and it's like something that you're not familiar with that smell, what I'm getting at here is that it is a solid-state intake heater grid relay for the diesels that keeps those babies warm so they start easier. A little bit different. It's another part, kind of like the glow plugs, but it's another part, and it's an electrical resistance type fire, causing a different type of smell than what you smell here in the Greasy Garage studio, and we're smelling popcorn right now. See my point? Yeah. So if it doesn't smell like popcorn, smells like something burning, stop right there. Use that microphone called a cell phone. What to do? Call your Chrysler customer service dealership. Now, I've got a direct line for you. I'll probably get in trouble here, but that's okay. That's what it's all about, is getting you help and getting you to save money and not to spend money on a free recall. Here's the number. Chrysler Customer Service, folks, 800-853-1403. Let me say it again, 800-853-1403. Guess what I have for you on top of that? You can't have your cake and eat it too. Well, you can here, right here in Auto World. Here is the recall number, Y as in yes, 08. Y08. That's what it's all about. It's helping you. That's why you're here, right? That's right. Okay, now, let's get back to that game we were playing. And it was called Name That Car. And I ask you to go over to my Facebook page, of course, and name that car. And that Facebook address is Mark Evans. I'm sitting behind a microphone, yellow coupe in the back. And also I gave it to you, that picture of Name That Car, picture of the dash. And on my Auto World Radio Facebook page, I put a picture of not only the dash, but I also did the back window. And then also over on the Instagram, I put Auto World Media is our address, Auto World Media. That picture of the dash, here it is. Now, first, I want to share this with you. Oh, Trey, he actually guessed. Thank you, Trey. He says it's a 57 Olds Roadmaster. He says, I have only seen one in person. I cannot imagine what a replacement would cost. You got that right. He says, still loving the show every Sunday. Thanks, Trey. Trey, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that gift of words. I do. Appreciate that. Now, you said Roadmaster. You're right on the year, 57. You're right on the make, Oldsmobile. Now, I'm gonna not Roadmaster, though. We're going to get to the model here in a second. Don gets me over on Facebook, and he says it's a 57 Olds. Don, you're right, too. So we got Don, we got Trey right, we got Mike. He says it's a 57 Olds. Everybody's right. Let's give him a hand. Yes. A 57 Oldsmobile, folks. A two-door hardtop. Trey, you're close. It's not a 98, but it's an 88 model. An 88 model, 1957 Oldsmobile. Oh, I'm going to share more pictures of it. It's got that wide mouth grill. Looks like a big mouth, and it's got Oldsmobile right across inside the grill. Beautiful car. We got it running, and you're going to probably see maybe a video or two of it. Why not? I'll share that with you. Get that bad boy running. We do have it running, and we're going to go down the road and take a video. Why not? Show you that dual exhaust coming out of that. We got the fire back in her. That's what it's all it's what matters. Hey, next week, we're going to share some Mini Cooper stories with you. Yeah, that's right. I got some Mini Cooper stories with you for you next week about how people met because of their Mini Cooper. And they're married today. Well, look at that. The garage door's getting ready to go down, and it is coming down fast. Oh, I want to thank everybody, especially you. Axelrod Alex, producer of the show, of course. Absolutely, thank you. I do appreciate that. My customer care expert, Who Cares Willie? My PR director, Bobby Besser. Cadillac Ken, my webby over there at autoworldmedia.com. Of course, Bentley Brian, he's always been in the rules to make me look good on GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. Of course, oh yeah, you know him, T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. T-Bird Ted. Lugnut Lee, program director and marketing manager of what? Well, he's always keeping the wheels on this bad boy, and he's also keeping the wheels on GCN. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Do appreciate that. General Motor George, my chief engineer, he keeps me wired. I'm talking about the wiring. He was in the house last week. He's not here today, but no, last week he was. You never know when he's going to come around with all his wire and get this bad boy wired wired up good. Absolutely. I want to make sure that each and every one of you drive safe and motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.